Hey there, thanks for joining us. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. The hard work of thousands of firefighters who have been at it around the clock is paying off today. Weather has also played a big part in helping knock down the Station Fire, which is just north of Los Angeles. Though it has still consumed about 200 square miles, there is some good news for homeowners in that area, too. The progress by fire crews has brought the end to evacuation orders for thousands of people. Police in California are now saying Philip Garrido is not a suspect in the killings of young women during the 1990s. Garrido was charged last week with the kidnapping of J.C. Dugard, who'd been missing since 1991. Authorities are looking to see if Garrido can be tied to other crimes. Test results on a bone fragment found near Garrido's home may not be ready for weeks. At least 25 people were killed when a powerful earthquake struck Indonesia today. It was a magnitude 7.0 quake that targeted Indonesia's main island of Java. Officials there say dozens more are feared dead. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center did issue a tsunami warning immediately after that quake, but it quickly expired. Well, the FAA is extending a deadline for Southwest Airlines to replace unapproved parts that were installed on dozens of its planes. Southwest now has until December 24th to fix the problem. A maintenance company hired by Southwest installed the parts on more than 80 commercial jets. Those parts are designed to deflect hot engine exhaust away from the wings. Seems the Bible is getting a makeover. Editors for the top-selling version in North America are updating its language. They say they want to make it more accessible and easy to understand. They're also taking another look at gender terms. For example, sons of God would be children of God. They hope to have it published in 2 years. And those are the headlines for you at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.